live at 8:30. I'm in Muncie, Indiana. You are wherever you're listening, and I see a little Alexa device listener in Washington, D.C. I'm pretty sure that's the handler for the congressman, Greg Pence. I think they're following up on you back at the home office there to make sure that you stay on message. How do you feel about that?
I don't know what you're talking about, Steve. You're catching me off guard, huh?
Here, as we sit in the studio here, good morning, by the way, and thank you for the time, Congressman.
Yeah, you bet.
As we sit in the studio, we have terrestrial listeners, of course. You are an advocate for AM and FM radio, and we appreciate you for that. There's also the way to listen on, the interwebs, the streams and the Alexa, the smart speakers and so on. I have a feeling, isn't Grace one of your many handlers, as I call them? Okay, all right. So anyway, I see a little blue flag on my map of Alexa listeners in Washington, D.C. I'm assuming that is that person or someone on your staff. Yeah,
that is Grace, my comms director.
So comms director. I think handler sounds funnier.
They're all handlers. 42 years. My wife's still handling me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And Congressman, let's get to business here. I know it was a busy weekend again with funding bills. If you don't mind, on the move by the Speaker of the House to break them up into several votes instead of one, on that notion, did you agree or disagree with that premise?
So I did. I voted yes on all of the bills. I voted yes on the rule, and let me describe what rule is, Steve, for the listeners. Rule is when you pass a rule, it means it comes to the floor for debate. So the breakup in the rule of the four bills after the rule allowed everyone to debate each bill individually instead of collectively. So we had a debate period for Israel. We had a debate period for Ukraine. We had a debate period for Indo-Pacific. And then a debate for the 21st Century Peace Through Strength bill. But I want the listeners to also know, and this isn't being reported, Steve, and I'm very surprised by this, we also debated and had a vote on the Border Catastrophe Act prior to the voting on these four bills. Now, that did not pass. Well, the other four passed on what they like to call a bipartisan basis. The Border Security Act or Catastrophe Act failed because, and I'm going to say it, the Democrats voted against securing the border. Well, no one's talking about that bill that was the first one we voted on, we talked about, and we debated last week.
Well, Congressman Pence, and you just told me my next question's answer. You voted yes on Israel, Ukraine, Indo-Pacific, and the one called the 21st Century Peace Through Strength Act. What was your vote on the End the Border Catastrophe Act?
Well, that's an absolute yes. So I you call it yes day. It was a very unfortunately we were supposed to be finished on Thursday, and then we had about 30 minutes of voting on Thursday afternoon. Friday and then Saturday we voted on those five bills and took a little longer. I finally got home at 8:45 Saturday night. Steve, why it takes so long for things we've been working on for 6 or 8 months just shows you how disorganized the House of Representatives can be. But we needed to get those things done. I'd be happy to talk about the individual bills. There's a lot of misinformation out there. But, we got that behind us. I will tell you that that's going to be, in my opinion, and a lot of people feel the same way, that'll end up being the kind of the last legislation that of any significance that gets done for the rest of this year as a lot of folks move into their primaries and then the general election next fall. And then we'll probably pick up serious legislation after November next year, I'm sorry to say, but I think that's just the reality.
Sixth District Congressman Greg Pence is my guest. Steve Lindell live on WMUN this April the 22nd. You said you'd be willing to go through the bills. I think that would be very helpful. The H.R. 8034 is the Israel Security Act. Give us the broad brushstrokes on that one.
Lots of replenishment for weapons for both what we have been giving to Israel as well as providing them with some of the, as we have, as we should continue to support Israel in the Middle East. I like to call, like to say they're the first line of defense, as you know, and as your listeners know, I fought alongside of them in Lebanon. It's the same characters 40 years ago, Hamas. Hezbollah, you know, just trying to disrupt the Middle East. And then there was some humanitarian aid to Gaza in that. That was a hard point for a lot of folks. A lot of folks thought, well, maybe Middle East and maybe Israel should be doing the humanitarian aid. But I think that that was a good provision in the bill because it helps. You know, we don't want these people starving. We don't want them to go without, especially the children, the women, the older folks. So, you know, trying to keep tamp down the peace, keep things, you know, from getting too out of control there. Good provision in that bill. All right. Ukrainian bill, that was a tough one. I probably was a half yes, half no when I finally went into that. It's $60 billion. Sounds like a lot. It is. Only $20 billion actually goes to Ukraine. And of that $20 billion, $10 is a loan. And in this bill are controls that none of it would go to the government operation. We know that about a year ago, they put the money, some of the money into their state employee pensions, which is totally in my opinion, totally inappropriate, but we put all the guardrails around that bill so that can't happen. But most of that bill, the $40 billion, went to restock here in the United States the weapons that we have lent or given Ukraine over the last year and a half. So,
okay.
So that was a hold your nose, but I think the speaker was right in moving it forward ultimately. The Indo-Pacific security wasn't a lot of money. It was mainly for us to monitor and to do what we need to do to help Taiwan stay independent over with China. I think that was about $8 billion. But that none of that money went to Taiwan. That went to our State Department, our military over there. We know there's a lot of things going on in the South Sea, China Sea. So we're supporting the military on that. 21st Century Peace Through Strength Act, really a messaging bill. That TikTok is included in that. There's no money spent in that bill. That just says Iran. We need to sanction Iran. One of the things, by the way, in the Ukraine bill, there's a repo act is in that. We're going to take any Russian seized assets, and we're going to pay for Ukraine with that. But the 21st Century Peace Through Strength included a TikTok requirement that they divest within a year. It sanctions on China if they continue to misbehave towards Taiwan. And so again, no spending there. And then the border catastrophe.
Go ahead. The end of the Border Catastrophe Act, the last one that did not pass. Go ahead.
Well, that's our border bill. It's most of H.R. 2, which we passed a year ago. You know, we keep passing these. We keep introducing these border bills as the Republicans are in the majority. And again, the Democrats voted no. I think maybe a couple. That one needed a two-thirds majority in the House. It was on suspension, meaning two-thirds need to pass it, and it didn't pass, and what a shame.
Of the four acts that you just ran through for us, obviously move on to the Senate now. Do you think any of those or all of those might pass the Senate as well?
I do. I think as I said, it's been 6 to 8 months working on all of this. I think this was between the Senate, the House, and the White House. There was an agreement that these bills could make it through. The Senate had sent us kind of a package that didn't come to the House floor. So, yeah, there's been a lot of negotiations going on. You know, we really do need to act in a bipartisan way. This will pass tomorrow, I believe, in the Senate pretty quickly.
All right. This is Congressman Greg Pence from the 6th District of Indiana, live on WMUN. Last week, I see that you were in a health subcommittee hearing on the Department of Health and Human Services budget. Could you give us some notes on that one?
Yeah, we had Secretary Becerra came in, and usually when we have a witness, each member gets 5 minutes to make some points and ask some questions. But I just put my notes down and I said, Secretary Becerra, the administration's come out with some regulations that require additional nurses in nursing homes, and there's a terrible shortage out everywhere, particularly in rural America, of nurses. And I said, how can you increase the number required in a nursing home when there are none to hire? And we went back and forth for 5 minutes. I was polite and congenial and respectful, and as was he. But I said, listen, we need to train more nurses. You know, you've got Ball State. We have nursing programs. We need to be supportive of adding more nurses and professional healthcare people into the system right now, because that's all I hear about, Steve. And I've been a real champion. Next week, my bill requiring trying to get more nursing support in the system will go into markup in the Energy and Commerce bill. I've been pushing for this for quite some time. That's all I've heard about in healthcare, whether it's hospitals, nursing homes, doctors. We're short on doctors, professionals, and nurses.
Now, I know you feel strongly, too, in healthcare, Mr. Pence, about cybersecurity as it relates to healthcare and hospitals and all of that, too.
I do. Just over to the west of you in Hancock County, a number of years ago, 60 Minutes did a profile of being hacked in the hospitals, and we talked about how we can be more effective in that. My opinion is that we disconnect, and I made this point in this committee hearing, disconnect the external communications from patients' files in hospitals. And then if they get hacked, like an oil pipeline did a couple of years ago, it doesn't affect the operation, or it doesn't, my personal and your personal information doesn't get hacked. Maybe their back office does. And so I made that point. I said maybe you ought to look at the oil industry, the pipeline industry, how they've been able to separate private data and from operations and protect people's information.
Congressman,
so, you know, you get...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Congressman Pence, this is a final note here. I don't want to keep you too long. I understand you had a meeting with the Indiana Beef and Cattle Association. You told me last time we talked about the farm bill that it likely won't get passed or do much of anything until, down the road. What was it like with the beef and cattle people, and has anything changed on the farm bill for now?
Nothing's changed, Steve. Yeah, it's kind of the same story. I know that they're going to try to continue to talk about it, bring it into committee hearings in the Ag Committee, but I think universally, and they knew that too when we talked, it doesn't look like it's going to get done before November for sure, most likely not until next year.
I know one of the favorite things that you do and your staffers do is called constituent services. When somebody has an issue, they got a problem, they got a question, you like it when they reach out to you. How do they get in contact with you or your people, Congressman?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Pence.house.gov. You know, let us help you with any problems you have with the federal government, or we'll point you in the right direction.
Thank you very much, sir, for your work and your service. Enjoy the rest of your, it's a district work period, so you get to do some stuff in the district this week.
I do. All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks very much, Congressman Pence, as we continue live this and every morning on WMUN.